ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೇ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಬಾಲಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 57 ತ್ರಿಶಂಕು. ದಿ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Vishwamitra, out of great conceit that filled his heart, sought enmity with the all-powerful Vasishtha and fastened a quarrel upon him, and he was amply rewarded for his pains. The memory of his defeat was burnt into his heart in letters of fire, and hot sighs broke from it as fierce flames from the bowels of the earth. He betook himself to the south, and his wife along with him, and there in the dark solitudes of the forest did he carry on a course of stern tapas, wild roots and fruits, his only food and his rebellious senses well under restraint. And to him were born sons of righteous lives and straight speech, Harishyanda, Madhushyanda, Dridhanetra and others. A thousand years passed over his head, and at the end of it, Brahma, the grandsire of the worlds, stood before him in sweet accents and mild, addressed the royal ascetic. O son of Gadi, thy tapas has won for thee the bright regions of the Raja Rishis, for now thou holdest the proud rank of a Raja Rishi. He spoke and went back to the glorious seat of the high and the attendant gods along with him. But Vishwamitra hung his head in sore grief and shame. A noble return, said he to himself in tones of bitter despondence, for the dread austerities and stern discipline I went through. A Raja Rishi, am I? Is it? So said the great one, and the gods and the sages confirmed it. I have toiled hard and to no purpose. And with an undaunted heart and never flagging energy did he resume his efforts. It was about this time there ruled at Ayodhya a king by the name Trishanku of the royal line of Ikshvaku. A man of truthful speech he was, and self-controlled to a degree, and to him there came a desire to sacrifice to the bright gods and win a seat in the mansion of the blessed, and that in that very body he had been on earth. He called unto Vasishtha, the high priest of the Ikshvakus, and humbly submitted his prayer to him. Impossible, said the Holy One, not that I am unable to conduct such a rite, nor that such a thing is impossible, for do not the Holy Scriptures say, he attains the bright worlds of the gods and that in the body of his flesh? But I have looked into the records of your past lives, and see I there nothing to ensure the probability of success. Desist from the rash resolve, I lay my orders upon you. Foiled in the dearest wish of his heart, Trishanku took his way to the south, even where the numerous sons of Vasishtha were engaged in holy tapas. A glorious sight they presented to the king in their radiant forms of mighty energy latent. The royal petitioner approached them in humble guise, the far-famed sages, and laid his head at their holy feet. He stood up before them, and bending low over his joined palms, addressed them in pitiful accents, albeit a sense of insulted majesty unconsciously stooped his haughty head. I take my refuge in you, noble ones. You are the last and the sole refuge of the helpless. The high-souled Vasishtha has refused me, though I prayed ever so humbly. All glory be unto you. Great is my longing that you perform for me a sacrifice which shall enable me to ascend to the bright Swarga in my present body of mine. Behold, I lay my head at your feet in humble entreaty, and pray you, all the sons of my guru, to enable me to realize the desire of my heart. And not less you, O holy Brahmanas, whose life is one long prayer and meditation. Bless me out of your noble hearts and assist at this sacrifice on which rest my hopes here and hereafter. Sternly refused by Vasishtha, I see no haven of safety but in the sons of my reverend master. For, know I not that to the Ikshvakus, their high priest is their god, their surest stay and support? It has ever been the sacred truth that the high priest, the fountain of power and wisdom, is a shield and a spear of the kings. And after them stand you, O holy Brahmanas, as my guardian angels. Mangalam Kushleendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.